my first question, I got to know what it felt like when you knew that you had set the new world record.
Yeah, I mean, I think that when people kind of outside of the sport often look at competitions, it seems like maybe the biggest moment or the hardest moment. And it is in a lot of ways because it has a lot of pressure and you know, it is kind of the one time where you can't have a lot of repeated lifts. But for me, the training up to that and the moments that everybody doesn't see, that is the hard work for me. And so when I get to step on that stage, it is really a reward knowing that I earned getting to attempt those lifts. And so the world records for me have been like numbers that were really important to me for a long time. And so I knew that when in the lead up to that competition, that was me earning it. So really on the stage is just a fun reward. It's like the last moment of hard work, but you get that gratification. So it's honestly just really fun.
And knowing that it was a first for Canada, does that mm-hmm. add an extra layer when you're working towards that goal?
I mean, honestly, I didn't know all of the, I knew that it was the first in a long time. I didn't know the complete history of it. I think that in training, we really, the thing that I love about weightlifting is that it gives me control. I know that when I step onto a platform that it's just me and the barbell, right? And so in training, we really just try to focus on, you know, my goals, because I have them for my own reasons and my own why, and what I can do every day in training to get better that day in that lift. And so those, that kind of history of the records in Canada is kind of an extra fun thing, but it wasn't the thing that was motivating me.
Have you done anything to celebrate your world record?
Oh, I mean, I'm always trying to get better at celebrations. I'm not the best at them. I think that I got to spend a little bit of time in Spain after. That was a fun celebration. And then there's kind of some smaller things that I can do at home to make sure that I, a big part of it for me is kind of having a little bit of celebration in it for a longer amount of time so that I can have that feeling for longer that helps me motivate me for my next competition.
And we're going to talk a little bit about how you actually got into weightlifting and sort of mm-hmm. your history. How did you get into weightlifting? When did that happen?
Yeah, my mom started CrossFit when I was 3 and a half. And I was just always in a gym with her. And so growing up, her like CrossFit and the weightlifting that was involved in that was just kind of my picture of like strength and power. And so I always wanted to do it. I would practice on like the plastic barbells in the back of the gym for the kids. And then I started doing kids CrossFit when I was around 5. And then that kind of slowly morphed into doing youth weightlifting classes that were really just like foundational work. And when I was 10, I started competing locally. And then when I was 13, I moved to an international coach. And that's when I kind of started to take some of my bigger goals more like seriously, or kind of start working towards them.
Are you able to train in Saskatoon, or like some athletes, do you have to go elsewhere?
Yeah, so I train between Rise Strength and my own like garage gym. I've always trained just in my garage gym, even when it's like minus 50. And so last year I got to start going to Rise, which was a really big gift to me, because they've been very supportive, and having a space that isn't minus 50 in the winter is just nice.
makes it a little easier to go to when you know it's not going to be minus 50.
Yeah. And so I do most of my day-to-day training in Saskatoon. And then I have my head coach, which is Amy Everett, lives in the States. And so I will go there a few times in a year to train with her in Oregon. And then I have My other coach, Crystal Derry, who I train with in Saskatoon more day to day.
Now, did you say Rise Strength?
Yes, Rise Strength Lab.
Okay. And is that, how do you spell Rise?
R-I-S-E.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was a name like Ryan or it was Rise. Okay.
No.
All right. So I wanted to make sure I got it right. So how many hours as a serious weightlifter, like how many hours a day would you train?
So it depends on the day, but I would say it goes around 20 hours a week. But then I have, so my sessions can range from the minimum that they are is 2.5 hours to 4 hours. But I will also do things like physio and like more recovery stuff that kind of adds on to that.
So what is your record for weightlifting? How much did you lift? And do you have another goal?
Yeah, so in Lyon, Spain, at the end of September, I broke the youth clean and jerk record in my category. So I broke it with 146 kilo clean and jerk, which is a new youth world record. And that was kind of one of three records that I could get. So I attempted the snatch one, which fortunately I didn't make. And so my next goal would be to get that. And then combined with the clean and jerk would be also a new total world record. So I'm hoping to do that at my next competition, which is in Bahrain in December.
Do you go to many competitions each year?
Yeah, so it depends. We kind of have different focuses depending year to year. So this one was definitely one where I know I was wanting to peak in the year for these world records. And then next year will be a little bit of a slower year as we like recover and ramp up for Olympic qualification for 2028. So this year I'll have three major competitions and then I believe two local meets, which is a little bit higher than most years, but it is around that kind of 2 to 3 international meets a year.
How do you fit everything in, you know, with your training, your competitions, and schooling? I'm guessing that you're in high school?
Yeah, I do. I do online school, which is definitely a big help. And then I also am very grateful that I get to have some flexibility in how I structure my semesters to help with, you know, I knew that this semester would be busier for weightlifting. And then next semester, I'll do a more intensive school year or school semester. So that's like a really big privilege for me. But like, be honest, it's kind of all, you know, guessing and trying new things is trial and error. And I think that I've found a better system for myself now. But it's not really an easy thing to balance multiple things that you care about and things that are important and things that are harder to, you know, you can't just prioritize them. And as it's a more difficult situation. And so getting kind of that right balance for me of my priorities, because school is important and weightlifting is important to me, and having, you know, still a life outside of these things is also really important. But yeah, it's not just like, it's not simple, but it is kind of a lot of trial and error throughout the years.
I have one last question for you. What advice would you have for kids who are wanting to compete at a global level? They've got some, they got some talent and they're like, you know what? I wonder if I could do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think that there's a lot of practical things that you can do of like surrounding yourself in a good community. And there's lots of amazing coaches in Saskatchewan and in Canada and outside of Canada too. But I think that for anybody kind of embarking on that journey, I think the really important things that you have to remember that you are a complete person outside of your sport, that it's allowed to be kind of consuming and you're allowed to be passionate about it, but you have to hold on that you're a valuable person regardless of your achievements, and knowing that you can show up as your complete self in that sport and you don't have to kind of edit and morph yourself to fit the ideal in your sport.
I am very impressed with you. You seem to really have your head on your shoulders there. Good for you. Congratulations. Yeah. I know we've got the provincial election and your dad is a politician. Yeah. Have you been out door knocking or helping with his campaign?
Yes, I was out before we left and then we're getting back into it now. It's a pretty exciting thing and I'm really glad that we get to support him in this because he's amazing at it. And I think it's a really important time for our province because there's a lot of issues that are really affecting us. And I think that he's going to get to make a big change.
All right. Excellent. Okay. I am done. Is there anything else you'd like to add that you'd like people to know?
Man, I mean, like, honestly, currently the biggest barrier for me is funding. I just made my first senior world team, and I've had to turn down, I think, two or three senior teams in the last few years because I didn't have any funding. And so a lot of it right now is community-based. We held a really amazing fundraiser for my competition in Spain at the beginning of September, and that was really helpful for that competition. But yeah, it's just a lot of it just now comes from community, which I'm super grateful for, but it is definitely still my biggest barrier for my goals right now.
And if people would like to help you, do you have
Yes.
GoFundMe page? Or...
Yeah, I have a Make It Champ page on my Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what, just to make sure we have the proper Instagram, what is your Instagram? What's your Insta?
It's etta.may.love. M-A-E.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much and congratulations again. You have
Thank
a great
you so
day.
Thank you so much for having me.